All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick, gray.
Dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Life is like a hurricane. Now, seriously, everybody, welcome back to the greatest podcast ever.
We had good harmony.
We did. Carpooling with the harmony. D-Train cruising.
Going all the way home.
He's on the deck driving. We ain't stopping. And myself, Christopher Pooface Lloyd.
As he likes to be called.
Yes.
Preference.
Yes, because when I go down on chicks, I like to stick my nose in their ass.
Oh, they like that. They do, man. They act like they don't.
Yeah, and then occasionally you like wake up the next day and you look in the mirror before you shower and there's like a little bit of brown on your face.
Brown noser, man.
Yeah.
That's where the true...
That's where brown noser came from. Because you're sucking up to your wife because they like having a nose in their asshole.
Get your nose in there.
Get your nose in there. That's why Jewish people have so much sex.
Oh my God, they love sex. There is some anal sex ritual with Judaism, whatever it's called.
Anal sex?
I have no idea what it was. I just remember Howard Stern asking a woman about and her confirming it. Of course, you can take that with a grain of salt.
Right, right. Especially on the Howard Stern show.
No, but it seemed like he's Jewish himself. So he knew and he was just like confirming that
the women
her husband would fuck her up the ass, like, because of some reason. And I think it might
like be... Like a religious reason?
Yeah, or, like, maybe they're on freaks. A certain day they're not allowed... Like, it's Passover right now, for all our Jewish listeners. You're well aware of that. So they're right now they can't eat bread, and there's a bunch of different rules. And maybe one of their things, of course, I'm speaking of complete ignorance, maybe vaginal sex isn't allowed, so the men... have anal sex with them because they still want to have sex, but they can't.
Right. How long does Passover last?
I don't know.
Like a week? A couple days? Something like that? Maybe more, maybe less?
Like at least a week, I would assume.
Come on. You can jerk off for a week instead of raping your wife in the ass.
Yeah, but some of these guys don't fuck around. Like Amish people, they don't fuck around. They're getting their sex. It's like a God-given right.
Right, right.
If you watch the documentaries.
But they can't have anal sex.
Probably not.
And they only have sex probably to procreate, right?
Right, but they have it every night. There's no.
So that's why they have 45 kids.
Yeah. When I watch the documentaries, they're saying like the women were trying to break out of the thing because they would be like, they would get home from the fucking hospital from giving birth and the husband would be demanding sex.
Yeah, with a fucking
When they're like stitched up and shit. And like, come on.
Super in pain.
It was like, give them a break. For God's sakes.
Amish are hardcore, man.
But that's their rule. A man wants sex, they're having sex.
Right.
Could be Mennonites. I don't know which sect it is.
Right. I just watched a movie called The Witch.
All right.
And it's about Amish people. Kind of. Like, he gets, like, kicked out of this Amish group. And he goes and lives on his own with his family. And then they get terrorized by a witch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because he left the sect?
Yeah, they think they got hexed, we did last week.
Man. Yeah.
So it was a good movie. I'd recommend it. It's like creepy.
It's called The Witch.
It's not scary, per se. It's like eerie and creepy. And you're like, if you can like think in this time that it was taking place and what was happening then, because like it's not really, it's not like based on a true story. But like at the very end, they like through all the research we could find of all known documents, this is what it was like at this time, and this is how they talked, and this is how they like. Live their lives,
oh,
like the
that's
people.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's really cool, man.
So they tried real hard to make the movie authentic, and it was dope, man.
All right, I'll check the shit out of it. Yeah. I'll write it on my list.
Yeah, The Witch.
The Witch.
The Witch, like it. You have to find it on like, not, like it was just in the movie theaters like at the end of last year. So I don't think it's out on movies like DVD or.
Oh, I thought it was
Blu-ray.
Old.
No. It's pretty new.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you'd have to find it somewhere on some sites, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm fucking... There's also... there was another one I wanted to see. A lot of people are going to see that other one, Civil War.
Yeah, that's...
I myself won't.
You won't go see that?
No. I've never watched any of the Captain America movies.
It's basically Avengers 3, I would say.
Okay.
Well, because, like, there's so many of, like, those characters in this one. Like, it's basically an Avengers movie, I would say. I think, all of the Captain America movies are dope Marvel movies. Like, by themselves. And Winter Soldier, that was, like, a phenomenal movie by itself. Not just, like, a comic book movie. Like, a political thriller.
All right. Hitler, right?
Hitler?
Red Skull.
Yeah, well, he was Hitler-y. In the first one. Oh. He wasn't back in the second one. But, like, his group is.
Like, they're it's like Nazis the Nazis. Or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But.
So.
Red Face is.
He died.
He's in the past. Because it takes place in, like, World War I.
Okay, hold on a second.
Or, no, World War II, sorry.
American or one, soldier, or whatever the fuck his name is. He doesn't die?
No, he gets frozen. Spoiler, everybody. In the first one, he gets frozen.
Is that why he's around now?
And then they find him nice. Yeah.
The American man. Yeah. Captain America.
Yeah, he gets frozen.
Oh.
So that's how he's in new times.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. New times. Present time. Dumbass me. But it's got Spider-Man in it, which everybody's super excited for, which is cool, I guess.
Who's playing him?
I don't know.
McGuire?
Nah.
Is that who it used to be?
Yeah, he was the first one. Then the second one was Andrew Garfield.
I didn't see those ones.
Yeah.
That one, I don't know.
Well, there was two of them. I think they were called The Amazing Spider-Man.
It was, like, different, right? Where he didn't have, it was, like, true. Like, I remember watching the cartoon. He had to build his webs.
Yeah.
He had to make it, and then he would make certain ones for certain situations. Like, I need this one to be extra fireproof, and this one to be extra sticky.
Yeah.
But
the second movies addressed that, and they did that. Where the first one, I think, was just, like, meh. Why don't we just give him the web to do whatever he wants?
Yeah.
Leaves one less thing to explain. Because, like, comic book movies weren't really that big then.
Yeah, they didn't care to be so authentic.
Yeah. They were trying to get, like, the normal people to come and watch it instead of just comic book guys.
And they succeeded.
Yeah, Spider-Man was definitely a big reason why comic book movies are so big nowadays.
James Franco.
The Frank Master.
He was... There's the Green Goblin, his dad.
Yeah.
And isn't there, who was the other
Hobgoblin.
One?
Hobgoblin.
The Hobgoblin. That's cool.
Now, I don't know if that was his actual son in the show or what, or like the original comic books. Because I knew there was two of them different, and then I'm guessing that it followed the comics pretty good. But the Hobgoblin was his son. You know, after he finds out Spidey, fucked his dad in the ass.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna get my brown suit.
Yeah.
And it's goblin time.
Yeah. Even before he was Venom.
Who was Venom?
Venom was in the third Spider-Man, and it was none other than 70s show Topher Grace.
I don't know.
Who was Eric Foreman.
He was
Venom.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck,
you don't remember
that?
One.
No, I didn't see that
You
one.
Didn't see emo Spider-Man?
No. I've seen a lot of memes.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
With his face, with that silly smile. Like,
yeah. You know,
that look. Or
with
whatever.
His emo hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that one, unfortunately, was not very good.
That sucks, because Venom could be done so well if done properly.
Yeah.
In the comics, didn't Venom become a good guy?
Well, in the cartoon...
Because of Carnage?
I remember the cartoon. Yeah, they team up for Carnage to fight him, because Carnage is way too crazy.
Okay, what was Carnage all about? Sorry
for
this
fucking
history.
He was the same symbiote being that Venom was.
Only a different kind of goo?
Yeah, well, he went on a different guy, who was a way crazier guy. And then, like, instead of, like, fighting it, I guess, or, like, kind of having some good left in him, he was all evil.
But
I think.
So, they're not one and the same. There can be a Venom and a Carnage at the same time.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Look, I gotta watch all the, like, you know those little things that catch you up on everything?
Yeah, footnotes or whatever?
Yeah, I gotta watch that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea to do it. When I was younger, because we didn't have the internet and shit, and we used to watch that show all the time. Well, my brother, Nathan, he was a big fan of it, and I would watch it whenever I was around, but I wasn't hardcore about it. But we always thought... that there was that Carnage thing that happened, okay? Like, Carnage was there and Venom. And then, like, there's, like, this big showdown, and Mary Jane gets thrown in a portal. And she gets sent to this other dimension, and Spidey has to go in to go and find her.
Okay.
And then we never seen an episode after that. So we thought the series just ended. For years. 10, 15 years. And finally, I thought about it, and I'm like, I'm going to see what happens, anything happened. And sure enough, there was, like, a season or two after that.
Oh, shit.
That we didn't even know about.
So what'd you do, watch them?
No. I was just surprised.
Yeah.
But what I meant by not having the internet is, you know, we didn't know shit. Like, if it didn't play on YTV or wherever it was, like, we wouldn't know. We thought that was it.
Oh, fuck. What about the Hobgoblin, then? Did he die, too?
I don't know. I can't remember. In the cartoon, they didn't die.
No, never.
Yeah, like, they would come back once. Maybe the Green Goblin died, and that's why the Hobgoblin came. Right. I can't remember that stuff, like, too well.
Because he could make an appearance if Spider-Man's in the Civil War shit. There could be a Hobgoblin, too.
Well, I think what happened is in the Civil War shit, like, it's... Yeah, he could be in there because they rebooted it, and I'm assuming that it's another reboot.
So
everything's, like, reset, that those bad guys could be in it. But I can't imagine them putting, like, Hobgoblin or Green Goblin in it.
They keep ruining the good, like, the Sandman. That's a really cool enemy. Only, I think he might be dead now, too.
Yeah, but those ones don't count anymore. Like, after, like, those three movies are done. Like, whatever happened in those won't happen anymore.
Right.
Like whatever happened, it's erased. In the next two ones with the Andrew Garfield guy. And then after the second one of those, all those got erased. So the new Spider-Man, all that shit, anything can happen again. So whatever happened in those old ones doesn't exist anymore.
Like how the Joker came back as Heath Ledger. Yeah. When clearly Jack Nicholson was killed.
Right, exactly. All right. Just like that. And I guess there is things in comic books where there's different universes where shit, like, they address that. Like, that's how they get away with it. Like, when they reboot series, it's like a different universe.
That's how they do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw the last trailer for the Apocalypse one.
For X-Men.
Yeah, so I guess that's a whole other thing. That's Marvel.
Wolverine's in there? Yeah, that's Marvel, too. It's the same one, but it's owned by Fox. So that's why those guys aren't really in the Avengers and shit.
But they could be, technically.
Yeah, but Fox owns the rights to them, and they wouldn't give them up. But they fought over, and then Sony was like, yo, I guess we'll let you use Spider-Man.
Yeah, come on, don't fuck around.
And so whatever happens with this and Spider-Man being crossed over in there, it might let the other studios work together. Be like, yo, man, these Marvel fuckers know what they're doing. Why don't we just get some money? Let them use some of the characters. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Maybe. Who
Seems
knows?
Like they just keep milking Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
As Mystique. It's just like, just make another movie as long as she's fucking Mystique and it's around that time. And
right.
Okay, whatever. I don't know.
Well, that one was coming after the Days of Future Past, which was awesome. I love that movie.
Yeah, me too. That's a great movie.
Like, the Apocalypse one was like right at, like, they already said, like, right after that they're making it.
Yeah.
Instantly. Not like, oh, this movie was great. It was like instant.
Yeah, they
knew. They were making it right away.
They had a hit on their hands.
Uh-huh. And if you need Mystique to play a major role, then you kind of have to get Jennifer Lawrence back into that role.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. She's naked in the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, blue? Isn't she not in... Like, isn't blue? She in that blue thing, just like that other girl that was the original Mystique?
I don't know.
She must. She must be in the naked bodysuit or whatever.
Yeah, and then they put the fucking little white dots all over, and then they connect the dots later. How's that come with you? Your 3D shit. You still been goofing around?
Yeah. Yeah. That's nothing good. Like that, though.
No.
Nah, just...
You don't want me to wear stuff all over my face and then you can...
transform it into video game form?
A gargoyle?
Yeah.
Some sort?
Nah, not right now.
Okay.
I get in a little, like, creative modes for certain things.
Yeah, man.
So, like, I switch all the time. Like, right now, my creative mode is, like, jerking off the porno.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I have free time.
Yeah, I'm into that.
And jelking.
I hope you looked that up.
I tried to look it up at work, and then I was like, I better not look at this stuff at work.
No.
So I didn't really do much research on it.
But did it come up at least? Like so?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to spell it at first. So that's what I was... And then I found it. It was pretty easy. It was like J-E-L-K. That's how it's spelled.
Oh, so yeah, that's the real deal, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm too lazy to put that much effort into anything.
Right.
Let alone something that...
15 minutes for a larger penis.
I'm already blessed.
He's already blessed with a big mess down there.
But,
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Big mess. Maybe after he climaxes.
Yeah, or I just don't shave at all.
It's yeah, you got Asian hair.
Mess, as you said.
Like an old Asian guy. You know?
Yeah, oh, fuck. They stand, like, straight.
Yeah, like, they have, like, the little wiener and then just, like, a huge bush all the time.
Yeah.
But then the younger guys, curl. The younger guys are like getting into porno now. You see more and more of the male guys in porno.
Yeah, I read that it's like impossible for them to shoot porno over there because there's like 1,000 women doing it and only like 5 guys willing to do it for some reason, which is very odd.
Too scared to show their cocks.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta be a big, when I watched the live sex show in Thailand, it was an Asian man fucking an Asian woman and his penis was
normal?
Reasonable, yeah, it was normal.
Yeah, it wasn't super small.
He's probably the biggest around, though. That's why they do him for the show.
You know, maybe it's like... Fuck, I gotta stop saying like. Maybe they... We only usually see them soft, so they're small, and they're actually really big growers.
Yeah, they could be growers, not showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've talked to a lot of girls about it, though.
They and the consensus rumors are is... True, yeah. Even when they're hard?
Yeah, they say that. I don't know. I knew a girl that had been with a couple Filipino guys, and she said... But that's not really fair, because they're short people, as a people. They're right. Kind of short, right? And a dick would be proportionate to your body size.
Not necessarily. Look at James Dean? No, is it James Dean? Who's the porn star? What's his name? There's something James Dean.
Well, it's that guy's one.
James Dean, whatever. I don't know if his name's actually James Dean, but I think that's what it is.
That's what he goes by.
And he's a short guy. That's the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, is he short?
Yeah, he's real short.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Because he did an interview I was reading, and he was on Adam Carolla's show, and he was like, oh, well, my penis isn't actually that big. It just looks big because I'm short.
There you go.
So, necessarily, you could have, but he could be the exception.
Yeah, I'm sure there's all kinds of exceptions.
Right. Like Inception. Like dicks inside dicks.
Yeah, like... What'd they call that?
Penis Inception? Docking.
Yeah, that.
Docking.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun game to play with your friend.
We've done it a few times.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't. I don't have any force. Wait.
You gotta be soft. And then you gotta pull your dick inside you so there's a little bit of skin for me to stick my penis in.
Why don't I just find a guy that... You just have to be the dock and I'm the ship.
So that... But then I'm like the woman. So it hurts me.
Of course, of course.
I'm not playing this game.
Oh, come on. You wanted to before you realized you're the woman.
Exactly.
Watch a documentary of the guy that has... It's supposed to be the biggest dick in the world. And that's probably what you'd have to search. Only it's not actually dick. It's all like synthol. Like, you know those fucking weirdos that pump their muscles full of that shit to pretend they have muscles? There's a guy that pumps his dick full of that shit to the point where it looks like a football.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the only thing he can do, he said, was have guys do that. Like, but he says he gets nothing from it, so he doesn't even bother.
Yeah, how fun for him. So, having the biggest football dick just to...
All full of synthol. Can't get hard, man.
Not even to have sex with women. The whole reason you want a big dick, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Or is it just so you can go to gyms and shit and shower? Look at me.
Yeah, that.
Look at me. Those cock flopping around. Fucking,
the ones that insert the airsoft pellets into their dicks. You've seen that?
No.
That's an operation in Japan, and in some circles, you're not cool unless you have it done. They put a slice on your dick near the base of your dick, and they put like 15, 16 airsoft pellets, sterilized, into your dick, and then they seal you up. So when you get a hard dick, you have all these balls.
Ribs.
Yeah, like ribs for her pleasure, like all on your dick. And like, and people, like, they brag about it. Like, they go and they have it done, and they're like, fuck, man, I'm rocking these fucking...
Sure.
Know. Yeah.
As long as, like, you don't get sick or anything.
No, it doesn't hurt them.
And there's not, like, a big chance of losing your dick, like, you getting a quack to do it, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have somebody with some experience doing it.
If you did that and your dick fell off, you'd kill yourself. You'd be like, man, why didn't I just leave well enough alone?
Yeah, it's true. You'll be chopping off your leg to use the knee skin.
They showed it too. It kind of looked cool.
It looked cool?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm sure the girls like it.
Sure, why not?
But wouldn't they be, like, after a couple thrusts, wouldn't they all be pushed to the base or pulled up to the front?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was it a documentary you were watching or just like an article that you were reading?
A small documentary.
Yeah, like a 10-minute Vice or something?
Yeah, like that.
And they didn't ask that question. That guy got fired from Vice. Yeah. That's the main reason we wanted to hear it.
This was way before Vice.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they still do it.
Who, the people that were doing it?
Yeah.
Like the group of them or whatever?
Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago I saw that.
Now everybody's just furries. That's the big thing.
That's kind of cool in a sense.
You like that?
I don't like it in the fact that the furriness does nothing for me. It's the anonymity. What the
like
fuck?
Just having sex with random people.
Yeah, you don't know, like, in your head, like, when you read Reddit comments or when you're talking to a girl online or something, your brain forms what the person looks like, right? And you could be a million times off, like, wrong race, wrong gender, right? You don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, in your head, that's a hot person underneath there.
Right.
And you're fucking them.
Or that's a woman.
What do you mean?
Well, like, couldn't it be a guy, too? No. Who's stabbing?
You're going to fucking look at the vagina before you put your dick in it. You know, it's going
to like... I thought they just, like, randomly were like, yeah, come fuck me. And they, like... Like, you know those long johns that where the ass comes out?
Yeah,
they kind of just flip that down.
Yeah, of course.
And then, like, they have big heads on, so they can't really see that well. So they just kind of... Or the guy sticks it at his ass... And it's all ready, so he just thrusts in.
Could be.
Because you know when you can't find it on a girl, she grabs it and she's like, there it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be like that.
Could be. But you'd hear
that's
voice.
The risk.
Oh,
no, like you'd say, hey, will I get to have sex with you?
Tiger, come fuck me. I'm Asian.
I'm sure you can practice a voice.
Okay, go. Give me a convincing voice that I'm going to fuck you up your ass like unknowingly.
Okay. I have to practice for a while, but...
All right.
I'm trying to think of the best way. Because I don't want to start it off wrong. Because then it'll just laugh fest.
Exactly.
It's got to be right.
I don't know, man.
It has to be soft, like, oh, dead. No, that's not working.
It's never going to work.
It'll work. Guaranteed.
That seems to be the hardest part.
Because if you say you're a girl, even if you have a manly... And you try to change your voice a bit, you practice really hard... And right back to the same thing you're saying, you're wearing this shit and you think it's a woman, you're still going to think it's a woman.
Yeah, your brain would fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there has been many mistakes.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of freaks, though.
Yeah, they probably don't care, but they care. A hole's a hole.
Yeah, as long as you're not getting poo stabbed.
Well, you wouldn't pull your ass out.
Yeah, you wouldn't present yourself. Yeah, sure. That's cool, I guess.
And don't they dress...
I respect them.
They're sexual orientations to the costumes. Like, how Bugs Bunny and the girl Bugs Bunny look different. I think they're, like, gendery, aren't they? Like, there's a bulldog.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And, like, there's a fox, but, like, not a girly-looking
fox. A hot
fox. Like, yeah, like, I think it's like that.
Yeah? I'm not sure. Like, I only seen, like, a few pictures of them. I haven't seen anything like a full convention where somebody was like taking pictures for days.
And that shit is hot in that costume. That'd be the sweatiest fucking ass cheeks hanging out you ever seen in your life, man.
Right.
So that probably wouldn't be a good
scene. More lube for the pushing of the ass.
That's true.
Get in there easy.
Ugh.
No giving them hemorrhoids.
No hemorrhoids. They need hemorrhoids.
So yeah, you'd be down with that? Why don't you get your woman to like dress up and give it a test?
No, it does nothing for me.
No?
It's the secret part of, and you know what your wife looks like already, so that would thus ruin
the
entire experience.
Like one of your things, you want to be blindfolded and
then
just let random people fuck you?
No, that's too crazy. That's too crazy.
Right. You want to dress up and go to these conventions and just fuck bitches who look like dogs, like in dog suits. Not like they're actually look like dogs, dressed up as dogs.
What if you peek through the little eye mesh and you get a good look at her?
And you're sad.
Does that ruin it?
Maybe. It's cool though. I respect what they're doing. Like, and they fall in love and shit. And it's like, oh, I love you as a person because we met as dogs.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Do they do that?
I don't know. Maybe, I'm assuming.
This is a romantic. You hear
stories about them.
You're making them?
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's stories. I'm pretty sure I've read stories where they've met.
Oh, yeah.
People have met at those kind of things.
And the most thing I'd want to know after that, what's the male to female ratio?
50-50.
You think so?
Probably. Maybe even more women.
Someone did a whole thesis on Reddit explaining the furries. And the guy says, don't take my word for it or whatever. He's just, I did a paper on it, and this is what I came to the conclusion after going to all the places, interviewing them, and doing all this, that, and the next thing. And he said that 90% of them were actually just transgenders, and they couldn't deal with whether it be because of their parents or their religion or whatever. They couldn't come to terms with the fact that they were. So instead of, like, if you say, oh, I'm a girl, I think I'm a man, or I'm a man, I think I'm a girl, you're instantly shunned by most of your family. Like, so much fucked up shit happens. But then you realize, like, if I just say, oh, I want to be a fucking wolf,
right,
or a fox, no one really has a, like, it's weird, but no one has a fucking huge stigma problem with it. And that's what he found. It was a lot of people's outlets when really they were all just transgenders. Like,
who
inside.
Never came out of trans.
Yeah, oh. And they just couldn't come to terms with it because of the social pressures.
Fuck that guy, man. How does he know?
I don't know. It's just the way he worded it, it sounded pretty reasonable.
Sure. His opinion, cool. But I still say fuck that guy.
They just like being fucking wolves and hairy foxes, man, I guess.
Of course. Man, look at, like, Asians.
Right.
They love doing that shit.
And how do you decide what animal to pick?
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to do it, what would you be? A
crocodile.
Lion?
I'd be a crocodile.
You'd be the only one, man. You'd be the belle of the ball.
I'd be, what's up, baby?
That's a good one.
I got a scaly cock for you.
Yeah.
That or would be like new. Scaly butthole.
New guy.
Yeah, that's the new weird guy. And the girls would be like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely getting laid.
Or the transgenders would be like, oh, I wonder if I can trick him to touch my asshole.
They come in like a Mrs. Bugs Bunny thing.
They're all trying to trick me and we're having sex. It's like, you don't have to trick me. I know you have a cock. Yeah. You grab it and then you poo stab him.
Yeah.
They're like, whatever, I'm Crocodile Boy today.
That's a great answer.
What would you be?
What about like an eagle man?
Eagle man?
That's because I don't see that a lot.
Yeah? I haven't seen much of any of those things. I've seen like, fuck, I gotta stop saying like, sorry everybody. And I mostly only see lots of pictures of where they're halfway dressed up.
What's the other half?
Like they have like a hoodie with like a little bit of the costume on it.
Oh.
But I haven't watched a whole gallery of a whole group of them where, like, these guys are the foxes and the bears and the...
Shit, is there discrimination among the different animals?
No, I don't know. Like, which ones are the main ones?
It's usually, like, a gray... I usually see, like, whenever I'm watching that shit, it's like a gray fox type, wolf type shit. Everyone's kind of wearing the same stuff.
Everybody's
I've watched
wolves.
The documentaries on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone right. Or like the fox or a wolf. It's never, like you said, the alligator guy would be definitely cleaning house, man. Big tough alligator, man. They'd want
too hard to be an alligator. Maybe. Yeah,
you might look silly. If that.
Right.
More than
sure.
You already do.
Yeah. Now, I don't think they would judge.
That's the thing.
Another thing that they like to do that, right? Nobody judges.
Kangaroo guy would get laid.
He'd get
no, she would be a girl.
The kangaroo girl, would
yeah,
be a girl,
kangaroo
you think?
Chick, man. Yeah, with all them pouches and different holes.
Right.
You're better suited for a girl. All right.
Because there's a pouch, you have to have a pussy.
Yeah. I'm going as Eagle Man.
Eagle
tell
Man.
My woman she has to go as a kangaroo chick.
Kangaroo chick.
They'd never seen that shit before, man. They'd be drooling over that shit.
Yeah. And if you're swingers, you guys can share.
Share.
You just split up. Be like, you go over there, I'll go over here.
Yeah, we trade costumes. And that way, it's like, is it still her in there?
Oh,
they start poo-stabbing, it's me.
Right. Yeah, you're gay now. Fox boy, you're gay. This makes you homosexual.
Oh, good old furries.
Yeah, good for them, like I said earlier.
Yeah, go for it.
They're troopers, man. They do a lot for this world.
Unsung heroes of our generation.
Yeah. when we fucking all die out and a new race comes to life or new aliens come to search our planet and we're already dead, that's what they're gonna find.
Yeah, I hope
like, look at these fucking
find.
Awesome guys, man. They could turn into werewolves and shit.
What if you had a real fur thing? Would you be like higher echelon? Like,
yeah, they wouldn't like you. Like, we're supposed to be cartoons.
Yeah.
Not fucking Chewbacca's. No Chewbacca hair.
Yeah, you can't be Chewbacca. It's not a real animal.
No, but I mean the hair of
Chewbacca. Yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
Like, I don't mean actually Chewbacca.
But that's a good thing too, man.
You couldn't be an
that's
actual
discrimination.
Fox. Maybe. Maybe you can do that.
You can't dress up like a Chewbacca.
No, I don't mean Chewbacca.
No, I mean, but why not, though?
Oh, okay.
Like, it's not a real animal, but
right.
Still, it's a furry creature.
Right.
Man, they're so strict.
You can't be a Chewbacca?
I'm just wondering.
Right. You could probably be Chewbacca.
Yeah.
They clean house as Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're like 6 foot something.
Like, you got hair on the tip of your penis? Because I always imagined Chewbacca did. They're like, yeah, check it out.
I thought it would be like a Pink Panther on Chewbacca.
Yeah?
It comes out like a dog.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
No, I don't know. I don't think there's ever hair on the tip of the penis, is there?
No.
Any animal that has that?
No, I don't think so.
Only dogs, and it's not actually their penis. Just the way the hair grows.
Yeah.
It's a good way to control their pee. That's what that hair does, you know?
Oh, yeah, it streams it.
Yeah. So it doesn't go all over the place.
Yeah, but then it stays wet.
Yeah, it's always yellow.
You gotta cut it.
Chop it off.
A little bit of it.
You don't want to get too close.
No.
You circumcise them. And then he'll be mad at
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
The end. All right, everybody. Enjoy commercials. Bye. All right, everybody. We're back.
Word.
What's up? So we were just breaking down some house repairs and shit. Some dude we
Eaves
think is
troughs.
Trying to rip off Derek. I don't know if he's trying to rip you off. People at home, let us know your opinion, what you think half a house.
Yeah.
Half a house of a town, a semi.
Yeah.
What it would cost to put a new eavesdrop up.
Yeah.
Then people like, let us know
and
what
the
you
dude's
think.
Like, he's like... Because I told him what happened. They filled up with ice, got heavy, and broke.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, fuck. He's like, the ones we do, it would have supported the frozen water. We don't care. It would have supported that weight. And he's like the top of fist of the line,
right.
I think.
Well, but, he's trying to sell you.
Yeah, of course. And I like tried to explain him. Like, the house is 70, 80 years old. Like, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Like, but we'll see.
Well, I think one of the problem was... The leaves that got in it,
yeah,
that's what caused it to go down. Like, the
right.
water wouldn't freeze in there without that.
No, it got backed up
yeah,
from the leaves.
And that's what happened.
Froze, got heavy, and broke.
Like, and when I was out last weekend at the hardware store, I went down some random aisle, and sure enough, there was eavesdrop shit.
Yeah.
And they had, like, this foam that you put in them. And it stops, like, shit from going in it. Like, the water can go through.
Right.
But... no other shit can go in. And I was like, shit,
that's
man.
What I fucking want to say.
Yeah, I know. I was like, fuck, that's what we needed.
Or chicken mesh, like in a half
yeah, right.
U, like
right.
run the whole length of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would work too. Anything, I guess, to stop shit from getting in there.
Yeah, fucking, I suck at stuff too, so that doesn't help.
Oh, well. So, well, I said, I thought it'd cost like $1,000.
Yeah.
I don't know what it costs for roof shit. You know, I'm probably way off, and I hope I am. I'm just trying to fuck with Derek.
No, that sounds
right. $45,000.
Like,
maybe, I don't know.
In my head, I'm expecting him to say $1,500 to $1,700.
Right.
In my mind, if I went to Home Depot and bought the stuff myself,
yeah,
it wouldn't even be like $200.
Probably not. No.
So if that's the case, I will wait. I got a buddy that has done roofs and will do it.
Right.
I just have to wait.
But why don't we ask him and say, yo? Like, what is it putting this on? Like, do you have to measure 45 times before you put it on, or can you just slap it on there?
No, but he's the type of that would never pay for anything. So asking him is like, it's unheard of. Like his basement was leaking. He literally like dug up the entire fucking thing himself, put in weeping towels himself. Like, he would never pay anyone. So I can't
right.
really ask.
So don't buy a house from him.
Yeah.
Like that he's lifting.
Yeah, because he will do it. Even like, that's the weirdest thing in Ontario. It's the only place left where the homeowner is literally allowed, like, you can't have your friend do it.
Yeah.
But you are allowed to do electricity work.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't, just because I could do that, I would never attempt that
right.
at all.
Right.
I get scared putting fucking electrical tape around frayed wire to keep it longer going. Like, I don't get scared, but I'm like, fuck,
yeah,
man.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Even when it's unplugged, it's like, I don't know.
It's kind of freaky. And then, of course, when it's plugged in, you don't know. Like, you get shocked if you touch it, maybe.
There's rules now where some guys that come around, when they're fixing light bulbs and stuff, they put this lock on the switch where if someone walks in the room, they can't just, by default, slap the fucking light on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's like the law now in a lot of places. Whenever you work on electricity,
you gotta have those on there.
You gotta have the locks on the switches and stuff.
You gotta turn down all the breakers and then throw those things on.
I've seen it get so bad that some guys are working on the panels. They throw down this big rubber electric thing, and then they put on a rubber half suit, and they stand on the rubber and wear the rubber half suit just to work on stuff.
Yeah,
because that's how dangerous it is.
For sure, man. You don't want to risk that shit.
No.
Because you're dead.
I probably told a story.
For the most part. Guy, sometimes people... Yeah, your buddy?
No, Vaughn Mills.
I don't know if it was your buddy. Was it your buddy?
Definitely not. The guy's probably dead now.
No, I thought... Well, I don't know. Maybe tell this one then.
All right. I was working at Vaughn Mills. And it was just being constructed. And I'm just walking loops because it's a big track. The whole mall's a big circle.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all the fucking power goes out. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck was that? Next thing you know, I hear all the screaming.
Oh,
so
no.
I go into what is now the hockey... what's that place called? The Hockey Emporium or whatever?
I don't know. I don't know that mall that well.
Well.
Sorry.
Any of you guys that know that mall, it's where that hockey place is. And a guy was working on the panel and got zapped so fucking bad. It looked like Bugs Bunny puts his finger in the gun and then Elmer Fudd shoots it and it backfires.
Yeah.
He looked like that. Hair up, all covered in soot. Fingers and shit melted.
Wow.
And he was just fucked. And,
dead.
I don't know. The ambulance came and took him away. I don't know if he lived or not, but I'm sure if he died, we would have heard about it.
Yeah.
But he was toast.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
the fucking grossest thing. Like, you can smell him.
I was going to ask that. You could probably smell it, right?
Yeah.
But, what does burnt human smell like?
I can't remember.
Did it turn you on a bit?
It probably made me hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to get some Popeye's chicken.
Yeah. They say now in the States, when they cremate fat people, because of how fat people are now, a few of them actually burnt down because human fat is so flammable that now they secretly cut the body in bits and do it a bit at a time, or there's a new one that can actually house these fat people. Because that's like 300, let's say a guy's 500-600 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, fucking 400 pounds is nothing but like the most flammable fat you've ever seen.
Right.
So it just melts the fucking crematorium down. That's legit now, man. Obesity.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
You're so fat that you kill people while they're trying to make you into ash.
My
fantasy. And they say your fat doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Like, yourself.
I want a funeral home so bad. I want to own one because this whole baby boomer shit and everyone dying, that is the most lucrative trade to get in. Funeral homing. It's already the markup on coffins and everything is millions of dollars. The people in times of grief are willing to spend the fuck out of money. Someone's died, so there's all kinds of inheritance money floating around. It's such a good business. And I've been thinking this for a couple years. Today or yesterday, driving in, I heard on the radio, must have been yesterday, people like advertising, hey, if you lost someone, come to this one, come to that one. It's like if I had some money to do, and if I had any knowledge of the industry, that's what I'd be getting into right now. But I don't.
That's a pretty good one. Well, you should save a bunch of money and then just invest in one, and like, then be like a silent partner.
Yeah.
Or something, you know.
I think I even considered like taking a co-op, like a free co-op, where I'll work for them for free just to learn the ropes. But I don't know, unless you're in school, how do you go about doing that? Other than just saying, hey, I'll come here, I'll come on the weekends and help you guys out for free. Fucking, you just got to teach me a little bit of some stuff here. What's going on here?
Yeah, no, that would work. Get like
so
a mentorship or something?
Business partners, buddy.
Yeah, all right. I'm game.
Like literally a fucking coffin, like not even a good one, can be like $4,000.
Oh, yeah.
And
like, you're just going to burn it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know,
well,
man.
Well, I don't know if you're going to burn it.
All the nonsense now with ashes, people selling necklaces and all this crazy shit with the ashes in it. There's a company now that will turn the carbon from the ashes into an actual diamond
right.
that you can wear. Fuck, man. There's so much shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder how much it costs to like get the coffin from somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have the, you don't make it. That guy doesn't, usually, right?
Right.
You have to source that out to somebody. So I wonder, like, if you charge four, what does he charge? Like,
apparently it's pretty low.
Is it really?
The markup's real good.
Yeah, and they also, only sell straight up to the yeah. homes.
And all you got to do is, if you knew a fucking great carpenter that wanted full-time work, you could make your own, these kind of right. coffins, and say, we offer these, and this guy builds them. He's a great craftsman. Or all you need is one of those chicks that puts the makeup on the dead person. You need one of those yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
You need someone who's in who can embalm people.
And you need a fridge.
You need a big fridge. That big might be fridge. Costly to power that.
Probably.
So there, now we're thinking.
Okay. Say somebody dies that you know.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go through a funeral home. Do you have to? How do you get into a cemetery? Can anybody just dig, say, hey, can I throw my body in there? And they're like, all right.
No, you buy the plot of land. It's okay. almost like buying a piece of land.
Is it really?
It really is. That's what it is. You're buying
so
that
like, 8 would I have to pay somebody yearly or something for that spot?
No, it's factored into the original cost.
So whatever it is. So yeah. you got to pay that.
Yeah, you pay it up. They probably put it in like a...
So you're better to buy it now.
Oh, yeah. Alive. That's what people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
People buy their tombstones too, and they just don't... Put the date fucking on it. Last date on it.
And they but they carve the rest of the shit in there and yeah. then they get busted for like child porn and they're like, oh, we gotta take off beloved
yeah, yeah.
entertainer Filthy of kids.
Pervert. Yeah. yeah, man. There's some
oh
shit.
Man, there was that huge child porn thing that got or wow. there was child porn and I guess it was it child porn and what is it when they like steal people and keep them under their will? Yeah. Like a huge
human
one that just happened.
I heard something about Newmarket.
Like today.
So it had. I walked into a room with a radio on, and it said something Newmarket. And I said, what's that? And he goes, oh, pedophiles. And I left, so I don't know.
Right. Well, I know there was like the one I was reading today was like this huge thing of child porn that they busted people. And it had fucking people that I know and went to school
what,
with.
Their names?
Yeah.
God
all the way in Pembroke.
Damn.
One guy. There That's was two people in that up. Area. One got busted. One guy was my age. And then the other guy was like some 50-year-old. I don't know who he was.
Jesus.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And you could walk by these guys and not even know. Well, they're everywhere.
Okay. If the, okay. The pictures, okay. You, it's a really touchy situation. I think we talked about it before. Like if you watch it and you never touch a child... And you just see, like, little pictures. Isn't that better than them going and doing it to a child?
I think so.
But the problem is, to get those photos right. is you have to do that right. to a child.
Right.
So it's like a weird thing,
okay.
you know?
So what about this? You know the whole... this is the same thing, but we'll go right back to it. You know how... Okay, it's like, you know how they're making meat in a vat now?
Yeah.
And then you can eat it, and so a vegetarian could technically eat it. Nothing's killed, okay. What if, you know how good computer graphics are now, what if a guy made a child porn out of computer graphics and some right. other guy watched it? Who's that? Who like who's hurting?
That's probably not, or that's probably allowed.
No, it's not. You can't do cartoons.
No. Even 3D graphics?
No.
He's actually 18.
Not even.
He's just one of those, he's got that disease that he looks like a kid.
No, not even like.
Shaved dick.
South Park graphics, not even that.
Yeah?
You cannot depict that. A lot of porn companies get in trouble because they set the girl up in a fucking little kid's bedroom and
right.
put stockings on them and stuff.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, though?
Nothing, but you can't... There has to be a limit. Like, you can't go too far.
No. But that's not too bad, I don't think. Like, put her in a little room or something?
No, that's not bad.
Everybody, yeah, but I know
all
you
over
mean...
the internet.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so what about that? Like, that... Could that... replace actual child porn and the perverts like could still do the thing
maybe it all depends like maybe that's part of the whole thing that gets them off is knowing that it's real and not fake you know what I mean
yeah that's probably
who true. Knows
that's a good
you'd
point,
have to be probably. One to know what's yeah. going on and going through that shit
I always thought like the holodeck on Star Trek would be like they'd have to make rules because you don't even know you're in the holodeck. It's so
right,
real. They
right.
have to make rules about, like, what you could do in there.
Right.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you couldn't go on, like, a killing, raping
yeah, like,
rampage.
Just wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Star Trek.
Star Trek, everybody. So anyways, you probably heard about it, people listening. It was huge. It was like, you know, a whole bunch of... It was all the police force in Canada working together and the border agencies.
So how many did they get?
Oh, I forget. Like a shitload.
Like hundreds?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I heard the oldest one, most people were talking, that was 77-year-old man.
Right. Was it a priest?
And the youngest was a 19-year-old.
Yeah, that's right. But he was looking at, like, 17-year-olds.
The first thing I said. Well, I'm like, if he was looking at 17-year-olds, fuck, you'd give be him all right. a break. If he was looking at 2-year-olds, that's another story altogether.
Well, they said a lot of them they caught was because of their IP addresses. So you couldn't say that. Like, it pings their... Like, they were, like, actually going looking at these sites. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I had pictures of my old girlfriend who was 17. They ping their addresses, like their IP, the internet addresses.
Okay.
And then they came after them that way.
Don't perverts know, like you're going to get caught? That. Like, it's fucking not 1983. It's fucking...
Yeah, it's
like,
not the beginning of the internet.
Like, you're going to get it, man.
Well, even there's ways to hide that shit. Like, you can hide it if you know how. And a lot of them do. Even just going, like we've talked about before, the dark web. To go on the dark web with Tor browser, your fucking IP address is blocked for the most part. So you can go on there and do whatever you want.
Damn.
But of course the FBI or RCMP or whoever, you know, they're trying to figure out ways that you can still figure out how you're blocking it.
I think they'll always be able to figure it out.
Maybe. Maybe.
Like, I think they're probably a step ahead of 99% of the people.
Well, yeah, of course. That's why they get busted all the time. But then there's ones who are on top of it.
Yeah. Like,
if you just went that Tor browser and used the IP address blocker right on it, you know, they're probably ahead of that one because that one's free and it's built right into the program. But people who know how to do all that shit with their router or whatever you do, maybe they don't know how to figure those ones out.
Couldn't you go and like get like a burner laptop like you would a cell phone?
Yeah.
Go to like a hot Wi-Fi spot like fucking Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Download all your child porn onto one of those sticks.
Yeah.
And then just keep it on a computer that has no internet capabilities.
Yeah, you can do that for sure.
Like, how stupid are these perverts? They can
probably still trace back to that laptop somehow.
Yeah, but you just throw it away.
Yeah, but, well, I guess if you use cash, you're good.
Like, yeah.
Somehow they probably know, get back to the store that you bought it from. Maybe if you bought it used or used cash, you'd be good.
Or couldn't you just go to one of those fucked up countries that they don't care? Like Thailand, download all your fucking porno and then somehow sneak it through on it.
But USB think about it this way. How often do you rewatch porn?
Oh, that's a good point.
Like how fast do you get bored of that one porno you had when you would do anything to get porn? You would even get bored of that fucking porno tape you had.
Yeah, it's true. I've seen it too many times.
Yeah.
You'd have like the one best scene that you liked and just burn the VHS fucking tape right at that
right to death.
Yeah.
So, it's risky. Anyways, I don't know. It's stupid. Bust them. Do it.
Yeah, go get them, boys.
Yeah. Keep it up. I'm not doing anything wrong, so.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of nothing, man.
I wish we had the name of our neighbor, because anyone that gets any kind of thing, there's public database.
Right.
So if we had his name, we could
figure it out.
Fucking figure out where he went.
I wonder if you can reverse address looking up.
Right? Sure.
We could probably figure it out then.
Yeah.
Because it's probably under his name, or even if we got his last name, if they were married, we'd have his last name. If they were the same last name, then we could try to pinpoint what happened.
Yeah. Or what we could do, join the church they go to.
Yeah.
Infiltrate them from the inside.
Yeah. Or just walk across the street, ask a little girl, hey, what's your last name? What's your daddy?
And what does he do?
Yeah, what did your dad do to you?
Yeah.
And your mother. I don't know, I didn't say it on the podcast. People don't even know what we're talking about, I don't think.
Well, I thought we've talked about it enough.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She went out for a walk the other day. I was telling you.
The kid or the mom?
No, the mom. Wow. So, like, she's doing much better now, I guess.
Well, she even looks better.
Yeah, she looks healthier. Yeah. So, whatever he did, he can't do it anymore.
He's fucking done, probably, for a long time.
Imagine he just, like, went off to, like, Alberta for, like, 6 months working. No, like, he went on working on our oil rig or something, and he comes back.
The church stepped up, though. Like, they came, fixed their house.
Right.
Fucking did everything else.
So that's a good thing about religion. When people always harp on religion, that's a good example of a good reason to have religion.
Yeah, no one else is helping her out.
No, no. And they come a couple times a week, I see them.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, every day on the weekend.
What are they doing, anyway?
I don't know. Sweeping, doing yard work and shit.
Tending their flock.
Yeah, maybe, like, cleaning her dishes. I don't know. Stuff that needs to be done that she can't lift.
Wow.
That's what I'm assuming. I've seen them come over and cut the lawn and shit, rake the leaves, shovel the driveway when it was that big snowstorm.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of sneaky buggers joining churches to get laid.
Yeah, you think it works?
Yeah. They pretend they're Christian, and the girls, yeah, they prey on them.
Really, yeah? I've always thought super religious ones wouldn't want to have sex. I'm saving myself for marriage. No, but you can touch my pussy.
Yeah, maybe. But he gets totally into the religion and acts like almost more... It's okay, I'll give you an example right now. My fucking uncle, coolest guy you ever met, handsome, everything. Good, decent job, hardworking guy. Him and his wife started going to this church. And it was like, okay. And then they started going to this church. Next thing you know, she wants to go all the time. And then it turns out, his wife ends up leaving him for the fucking head preacher of the church.
Nice.
And she's like total brainwashed now. Like, her kids weren't allowed to play with pogs because they were satanic.
Right.
Like total nutcase.
Right, right.
This guy just brainwashed her.
That's more like a cult, though.
Yeah, it is. But these guys join the religion and they act like they're way more religious than the girls even. And the girls look up to them like, tell me what to do, master religious dude.
Right.
And then they're like, and then if they're willing to sleep with them, well, it must be okay because they're way harder core than me. And they get tricked, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Those people are sly, eh? Those guys that run that shit?
Oh, yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they definitely know how to pick up on those ladies. The weak-minded ones. Or the men. If they want men, I guess.
Some of them would probably want men, right? His whole thing was you had to swallow his semen.
Right, to be fully joined?
Yeah, yeah.
But and you had to suck it
out? Yeah, you had to suck his dick. And it was like he was going on getting blowjobs for years until someone turned him in.
You can't do that, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely like one of the things you hear about when you join cults.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, you know, everybody shares their wives.
Well, oh, yeah,
only with me, though.
Yeah, and I don't share mine with you.
Yeah. Only I can have sex with your wife. You want to go to heaven, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Then open up those legs, baby.
Exactly. Bullshit. Schemers.
Yeah, and they probably make a lot of money.
They do, man.
But then they go to jail.
Yes.
Or they drink the Kool-Aid.
That, I've watched.
You ever watch those videos?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, that guy was nuts.
Straight up documentaries on them. When they followed them back to the plane and murdered all the reporters and shit.
Yeah.
They knew they had to go and kill themselves after that.
Even all that documentary stuff, like, there's stuff on YouTube of just, like, his promotional shit or whatever it is, him talking before any of that stuff
Jones?
That he posted on there. Yeah.
Damn.
And it's still on there. You can go watch it and get brainwashed.
Good.
And go drink some fucking poison and join them.
There were so many... The videos of them, like, forcing the kids to drink it.
Yeah, that's nasty,
That's fucking insane, man. And it wasn't even, like, a painless death. It was, like, agony.
Yeah.
And then he killed himself.
Yeah. He's like, fuck this.
Yeah, I'm not going through that.
Give me the gun.
And he was probably on some serious drugs the whole time.
Like, oh, you would have to assume, yeah.
Paranoia. Cocaine psychosis, right, in the paranoia.
Yeah, yeah. Any of those hard drugs, if you just keep doing them, you start to go crazy, right?
Yeah.
Freaking out. Getting all emotional and shit.
Actually, we have to go straight home today.
Double straight home this week. Double tap, back of the head. Boondock Saints style.
Double tap. Zombieland 2 is in the works.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
I like that movie, man.
Me too.
It was a good movie before... Maybe that was right at the same time as the zombie hype.
Yeah,
I think
it
came out right as Walking Dead started. Zombieland. That was a good movie, though. That made me like that Jesse Eisenberg guy.
Yeah, before that. I never seen where he was the Facebook guy.
No?
That didn't seem appealing, that movie.
That's a pretty good movie. The Facebook movie.
Is the guy a dick?
Nah, he's not a dick in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in real life, I don't know.
All right. What about that other movie, Snowden, coming out?
Right.
I saw the trailer today.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
How are they even being allowed to make that?
Before we talk about it, there's a lot of comments about this, but I swear to God, I'm not just following the herd. I thought the same thing. His voice tripped me out so much. Like, it brought me out a little bit. I was like, what is he doing?
What voice?
The voice that the actor makes to sound like Snowden.
Oh, it's no good?
Well, maybe that's what he sounds like. I don't know. That's just not at all what Joseph Gordon-Levitt sounds like. So, like, I was like, oh, man. Like, it's a huge difference of what he sounded like. So I just can't imagine him talking and sounding like that the whole time.
I didn't notice it.
But you get used to it, I guess.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. You know, like, from Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was Robin in the Batman movie, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
But yeah, of course. Inception. Third Rock from the Sun's where it's at.
Inception, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely Robin.
I want to watch a movie, but I don't know if I want to invest 3 hours. Have you seen The Adjustment Bureau?
Hmm.
You did watch it.
I saw it in the movie theater.
Is it worth it?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Skip it.
Excellent that I asked you.
Yeah, skip it. It's all right, I guess. It's definitely watchable, maybe. I think I kind of liked it, but I kind of thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want to watch it with your girlfriend, but...
Oh, it's like that kind of movie?
Yeah, it's a love story.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, fuck that.
Yeah. You should watch something else, like...
Like killing...
Killing babies and shit.
I was trying to tell 2.0 to watch the movie Predators. The one where they take, you know... That's a fucking good movie.
Yeah. Rebooted the franchise, that one, didn't it?
Well, I don't know, but
wasn't that,
awesome.
Like, the best one?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe it was you telling me that.
Yeah. So he's gonna watch that.
Yeah. Did you like the Alien versus Predator ones?
Never seen them, man.
No?
Are they good?
I don't know. I never seen them. I stopped watching the Predator movies at Predator 2.
Predator 2.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Danny Glover.
I never really saw that one. I know they like a Jamaican gang, right?
I can't quite remember. I know it's in New York City or some city.
Right.
And the end. I remember the end, what happens.
What happens? Tell me. I forget.
Well, he kills the Predator.
Gordon?
And then he's... Who?
Or whatever his name.
Glover?
Yeah, Glover.
Yeah. Okay. And then other Predators come, and he's like, oh, shit. And then they give him, like, this gun, and it's like a trophy. Like, you beat one of our warriors, so you're, like, a true warrior.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And so that's how it ends.
Okay.
But that one didn't happen in the first one. Like, Arnold didn't get this trophy.
In the movie Predators, there's actually two races of predators.
Right.
A larger one and a smaller one. And they hunt the smaller one, too. But smaller ones are just as deadly as them. They're just a little bit smaller.
Right.
And they hunt them, yeah.
Right. So, awesome. Neither of them like humans?
No. No.
They just fuck with each other the
whole
time.
They're just a race of hunters.
Right.
And that's it. Like, that's all they care about is hunting.
Do they eat us?
No,
or is it just for
trophies?
Sport?
They go on a ship at one point and they show
they're assholes.
All the different creatures that they mounted
assholes.
On the wall. Like fucking rich white people that kill
and aliens.
Animals.
They kill aliens.
Oh, yeah. They invented aliens, right?
Are you sure?
For something to hunt, yeah. But it just got out of control because...
So does that take place in the whole Ridley Scott universe too? Or is that its own thing?
Don't know that.
Because I just watched Prometheus finally.
Oh,
and
is that
I liked
a good
it.
One?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay, I want to see that too.
And obviously that's a prequel to the Alien movies.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't really watch the Alien movies.
No?
No.
You never seen Aliens?
Not
that's the
really.
Second one. I'm sure you've seen it. That's the crazy action one.
The one where, like, the thing's drooling on fucking Scorny Weaver?
I'm not sure. That might happen in both or all three of them. The
no.
third one, she's in jail. The second one is not even a horror movie anymore. It's just, like, a crazy action movie. And the first one is pure horror.
I gotta watch them.
Yeah, watch the first one and the second one.
Yeah.
The third one didn't do too good because... the studio stepped in too much and try to take control from David Fincher, of all people. Great director. Director of Social Network, we were just talking about. Gone Girl. Fight Club. Bunch of great movies. It was his first movie, actually.
Shit.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me to watch Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I've never seen that.
It's got Affleck Jr. in it. What? Casey.
Who's that?
Casey Affleck.
I don't know.
Ben Affleck's brother?
I don't know anything about him and his brother. Oh, he's a brother? I didn't even know he had a brother.
Yeah. Casey Affleck.
Does he look
was in like him? Inception. He was the son. The older son. Seriously, you don't know? Oceans 11, 12, and 13.
Oh, okay. Which one is he there?
He is one of the brothers who argue with each other.
Oh.
The one who kind of looks like Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know who he is now.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I never would have put that together.
Yeah, he's the star of that movie, Gone Girl. Or Gone Baby Gone.
Shit. Why doesn't Ben Affleck help him out more?
He did, because he directed that movie.
Oh, okay.
Ben Affleck. He probably puts him in all his movies.
Yeah, like a little cameo at least.
Maybe, if he's not busy. All right, I'm going to turn this off because I can't figure out Derek's mic and it keeps going in and out. All right, everybody, bye-bye. All right, everybody, that is it for episode number 76. Thank you very much for listening. As always, this episode was brought to you by www.ratheunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, message me through the site, info@ratheunique.ca. I'll give you a quote, mention the podcast, get 10% off. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter @carpoolingpod and follow me on Twitter @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a rating and a comment. It would help out immensely, everybody. On behalf of D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.